WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A divided College Station City Council last night approved a land use change over the objection of neighboring homeowners.
The council voted 4-3, allowing general commercial at Raintree and the freeway. Property owner Bill Nero pointed out that would match existing uses across the freeway.
You know, we have the Honda dealership across the way. We have the bowling alleys. We have hotels. We have restaurants. I mean, this is commercial property by definition.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick wanted to keep suburban commercial or less intensive usage in front of Raintree.
I'm sorry the property hasn't sold as quickly as the owner would like for it to, but it surely shouldn't govern what we decide to do as best for that neighborhood.
Councilman Barry Moore made the motion to change the land use.
I also understand the concerns of the folks in Raintree. A lot of folks who have lived there a long time, when they built their homes, they were building their homes in South College Station, and now they're in North College Station.
Joining Moore in approving the change are James Benham, Jerome Rectorick, and Julie Schultz. Five other council votes for land use changes were approved unanimously. Only one of the five involve a current project. That's creating apartments and general commercial businesses along Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Dartmouth and Crystal Park Plaza. Four others are city-initiated changes to prepare for future general commercial development. That includes changing the comprehensive plan on 100 acres across the freeway from the Nantucket subdivision, along with rezoning what are currently homes along George Bush east of Texas, vacant land at the southwest corner of University and Boonville Road, and what is now the lock and roll business at Harvey Road in the freeway. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The city of College Station has a new city secretary. The city council applauded their unanimous choice of Deputy Tanya McNutt, who has been in that position for 10 years after moving from Madisonville, where she spent 9 years as city secretary. McNutt takes over for Sherry Mashburn, who's retiring after 7 years in College Station and 24 years in city government. Mayor Carl Mooney spoke for the council in thanking Mashburn for her service.
We're going to miss the dedication that you had to this city, the excellent work that you've done for this city, how you've kept us out of trouble, and, you know, not told us what trouble you yourself have gotten into over time. We just want to thank you for everything you've done.
McNutt was among three finalists from a pool of more than 80 applicants. Texas police chiefs went before the legislature to say they don't believe the state's new texting law goes far enough.
Testifying before a state house committee, Austin Police Sergeant Michael Barger spoke of the success of their hands-free ordinance.
We've had a 17% decrease in fatalities and a 7% decrease in overall crashes.
Both Barger and San Antonio Police Sergeant James Jones agreed the new texting while driving ban isn't enough.
Law enforcement would be ecstatic if we went with a statewide hands-free law.
State Representative Joe Pickett says the one thing blocking this idea is the state legislature.
To date, the legislature will not pass the recommendation, though, that you've suggested.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Bryan City Council has given the Downtown Bryan Association the green light to continue looking at turning city-owned land at the north end of the downtown into green space. Developer Ryan Terry was one of three people explaining that green space is more than just a lawn.
People want to spend time in places where there are programming things. In Texas, we need shade. And we also need to be within walking distance of amenities. And you need to have things that bring people there. So in downtown north, the farmers market, if we have some of those art projects down there, if we have, for example, we have multi-use event space that could be utilized for Texas Reds or other downtown events like First Fridays.
The target area is near the current site of the farmers market in a block generally bordered by Main, Bryan, 20th, and Pruitt Streets. A copy of the DBA's presentation, which included green space development in Dallas, Houston, Seattle, and other major metropolitan areas, is online at WTAW.com. A break room refrigerator caught fire after closing time Wednesday night at the Wells Fargo Bank branch on Rock Prairie Road in College Station. Area President David O'Neill says the fire alarms worked as they were supposed to, limiting fire damage to the break room. O'Neill says the room will be totally refurbished and the rest of the branch will be cleaned up from smoke damage that will cause the Rock Prairie branch to remain closed until next Monday. The U.S. House has approved a spending bill that, among other things, combines the Pentagon budget, veterans programs, and a $1.6 billion down payment on a border wall. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was hoping to approve a package of 12 spending bills.
It takes all of the angst out of government funding starting October the 1st. Now, this is important stuff because it's the earliest that we've done it in all the time that I've been in Congress.
Flores was on the short end of a failed effort to reduce the funding of the Congressional Budget Office. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news around 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Good morning, it's 8:11. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are the numbers.
High pressure still sits over the Gulf of Mexico this morning. We continue to bake. Lots of sunshine. A high right around 100 degrees this afternoon. As we head into the weekend tonight, it'll be clear to partly cloudy. Overnight lows 75 to 80. Sun's back tomorrow, but late tomorrow afternoon, there could be a thunderstorm. Highs 95 to 100. Turns partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partial sun Sunday, highs near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so there you go. We're going to get like 100, 104, something like that.
100, 104.
Yeah, something like that all weekend. So, you know, when it gets to be like this, I don't know about you guys, but I always think about pumpkin spice products.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, because, I mean, nothing says pumpkin spice like 105 degrees.
The nice cozy fire in the fireplace.
Yeah, put on the sweater and just go. There you are. So pumpkin spice. Spice creep is already on us. Werther's Original has rolled out their pumpkin spice soft caramels in stores this week.
Okay. Hey. I'm not a fan of pumpkin spice on a lot of things, but I can see where that might work.
Again, what are you going to do with the other 73 pieces that are in the package?
You put them in that little pretty bowl and that's put it on your table and let people pick out.
That's right. Let your kids, grandkids, whatever do that. All right. This is either a really, really brilliant way to make money or something that's really obnoxious. 33-year-old woman just posted on Reddit about what her 22-year-old sister is doing for her wedding.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to need more than the time we have to talk about this. But continue.
Chelsea came prepared.
Oh, my gosh.
Her sister is getting married at the end of next month, okay? Like 6 weeks away, 5 weeks away. She still has not picked her wedding party. So she just sent out invitations to a ton of her friends where they can bid money to be one of her bridesmaids.
Oh, my gosh.
She's auctioning off bridesmaids' spots.
And whichever six girls spend the most will get the spots.
Oh, how great.
And the one who has the highest bid will be the maid of honor.
Including her sister.
Yes, yes. One of the reasons the woman is upset at her sister is because her fiance is rich.
Yeah.
So she doesn't need the money.
The money's supposed to go towards honeymoon and wedding expenses. But she said, and she's like the baby of four. Her parents have always spoiled her. Yeah. And her husband or her fiance, as you said, comes from money. They don't need the money.
How about none of those girls bid on that?
Well, now the mom's mad at the sister for saying, I'm not going. Yeah. She hasn't RSVP'd to the auction.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, I mean, good for her sister.
Yeah, and so the mom is saying that she's not being sisterly. No. The other sister's not being sisterly by making these girls pay for spots in her wedding.
Well, again, and I don't know, all of my experiences were a long time ago. I've been to three weddings, and so...
Been in or been to?
You've only been to three weddings?
Yeah, been
wow.
in.
Been in three weddings. Okay.
And probably been to five, you know.
Right. Okay,
but,
yeah.
Because it's different for guys, you know. We don't... It's not sport for us, so... anyway...
And I don't get an invitation in the mail with a nice little gift that's, calligraphy. Will you be my groomsman?
Exactly. Yeah.
My buddy texts me and says, hey, are you free on this date? And I said, yeah. He's like, cool, I'd like you to be in my wedding.
Right, exactly. And is there, I mean, why, yeah, I mean, I basically agree. Yeah.
Bridesmaids already have to spend a ton of money, as do groomsmen, to be in weddings when it comes to the bachelorette party and the showers and the dresses and everything else that comes along with it. And now you're asking them to spend even more money just for a spot on the altar next to you. You're basically having to, your friends are buying your friendship.
Yeah. And
that's what her sister goes on to say. She really doesn't have very many close friends. She sent out invitations to tons of girls that she has just kind of met throughout the years at parties, because apparently she's very social. I don't know.
But she doesn't have a lot of close friends.
She doesn't have enough close friends to fill her party.
I find that hard to believe. But yet, somebody's so self-centered.
Right, exactly.
Well,
she's only 22.
Oh, no, I didn't see. Well, again, as you say, we don't have a long enough segment for this.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and the thing is, for guys, it's a, hey, bro, we're good. You know, when it comes to the expense, you know what I mean? Because, you dress up sometimes, but there are a lot of weddings where guys just, dude, man, I need you to do this for me. Yeah, okay.
Here you say, hey, bro, we're good. Yeah. It's just like, what is up, fellow kids?
Yeah.
But I will say, Zach, you brought it up, but like now, so brides even go out of their way to ask their bridesmaids in a kind of a cutesy way. They'll send them a box or a gift or something.
It's like a gender reveal or some crap.
Well, it's not that bad. It's
pretty bad.
But... this girl's saying, oh, no, I'm not doing anything for you. You're paying for my honeymoon to be in my wedding.
If I'm in a wedding, I don't even get a gift.
Yeah, I understand.
Because I spend, $200
all
the time.
Okay,
it's
Zach.
It's guys.
And I'm cheap. I don't.
Well, and that's the other thing. Sometimes you can get out for less than that compared to what a bridesmaid has to pay and the time.
At least we get to keep our dresses. Yeah. I always thought that was absurd that you're renting a suit for as much as we paid for a dress.
That's the point. I never get to keep my dress.
Not that I wear my dresses again. Usually. Some of them I have.
If I want to go to the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the gala.
Yeah, all right.
Well, but anyway, this broad, she's got some other issues.
She's getting publicity for all the wrong
reasons. Oh, man.
All right. Here we go. A dozen years ago, a guy from England had this brilliant plan for making money on the internet. He would create a website made of 1,000,000 pixels arranged in 1,000 by 1,000 grids. Okay. Then he would sell 10 by 10 blocks for $1. Okay. Today, it's 2017, people coming up with other creative ways to make a buck online. For example, there is the how many people paid $1 to see how many people paid $1.com. The owner of the site makes money by selling you for $1 the right to see how many people have paid $1 to see how many people have done the thing that you just did.
What?
That's like shipping people potatoes. Seriously.
Shipping people potatoes?
Yeah, you haven't heard about that? You can send somebody a potato.
Okay. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I've never heard of that either. Is that an East Texas thing?
No.
But again, how many people paid $1 to see how many people paid $1.com?
Wow.
So that you can pay $1 to see...
How many other people are idiots,
man,
like you?
All right.
Okay.
Your bag of Cheetos could win you $50,000 if you spot a weirdly shaped Cheeto.
What?
Snap a pic and submit it to the Cheetos Museum. They are all weirdly shaped.
Yeah, they really kind of are.
Not all of them look like Harambe.
Well, but that's the thing is then how do you safely ship it? You know, because if they get there to wherever the museum is and it's nothing but a bunch of Cheeto dust... No chances.
Lots of bubble wrap. Now, lots and lots of bubble wrap.
Good thing is there are two categories. There's the Flamin' Hot and Cheesy. Okay. They'll face it. Now, here's my deal is if you work at the Cheetos factory, don't they have inspectors? The inspectors take those out and send them to a cousin who then sends them in to the Cheetos.
Maybe they've got to sign some kind of contract. It's like, yeah. I will not profit off of weirdly shaped
Cheetos. Maybe it's like up here at the radio station, family members or friends can't win.
Winners will be determined based on the creativity of the cheesy snack shape description. Oh, the description has something to do with it, too. You have to be creative there. And how closely the Cheeto actually resembles the description that is.
I'm sure somebody will find one that looks like Jesus or the Virgin Mary.
Oh, yeah, or Mother Teresa, something like that. All right, it's 820.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to bluebaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com. For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
821, they've been doing this for 40 years. It's happening this weekend at Messina Hof, and Savannah's here today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Jeez, 40 years that it's been the Harvest Festival.
Yep.
Now, first thing, we got a little bad news to begin with, and that is the event tonight sold out.
The event tonight is sold out, yes.
And we're sorry that that happened, but now tell me what that is tonight so that people can do that in the future if they want
to. Yeah, so it's our Moonlit Harvest. It's a kickoff to our harvest events. We'll have the Blessing of the Vines, and it's a fun little dinner, pick and stomp grapes. So it's really one of my favorite events.
Yeah, it is. So plan to do that next year, but fear not, you've got some other opportunities before the weekend's over.
Yes, we do. We have our daytime harvest, which again is picking and stomping, and that will actually continue every Saturday until August 19th. So you can sign up for that and still come out and participate, pick, just stomp grapes just like Lucy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, do that. That's for sure. Now, but also, this is the beginning of it, but I know that, really, was it next weekend, I guess, the coming weekend, that you've got one of your mystery murders, which is
yes, we do. So we have our Horror at Homecoming murder mystery dinner. Oh, so this is our second murder mystery dinner. The other one did sell out already, so if you want to buy tickets for this, I would buy them as soon as possible, but it's homecoming themed. We'll have a awesome dinner, and there's a guide that kind of takes you through, and you find out who did it.
Well, and you get to be a part of it. It really is. It's audience participation.
Yes.
And plus great food to go along with that. Mm-hmm. So again, 40th anniversary. Again, I'm shocked by that, but that takes about 1977, I guess, is when that started, right? Okay. Stomped a few grapes out there in my time, that's for sure. So that's sold out, but other events that are coming up for the weekends, and of course, that's just part of the Messina Hof experience. If they want to do that or do other things, well, how do they get more information?
Yeah, you can go to messinahof.com/harvest, or you can give Terry a call at 979-778-9463, extension 234.
Okay. Well, I hope you get some clouds out there, okay? Yeah. That'll let me cool things down. Thanks for the time
this
morning.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Amazon's quarterly profit fell 77% even as sales jumped, a sign of the high cost of its increasing dominance of retail. The Seattle-based retailer eked out its smallest quarterly profit in nearly 2 years. The company reported $197 million in profit on $38 billion in sales as it spent on new warehouses and delivery capacity for its retail business and data centers for cloud services. Shares are down 3% in pre-market trading. A freight railroad regulator has called on CSX to address serious issues causing delays, congestion, and other problems. The latest setback for the railway as it attempts to revamp its operations. The Surface Transportation Board asked that CSX set up weekly calls with it to discuss performance issues and how they're being resolved. Intel says adjusted quarterly profit increased as the company posted revenue growth in many of its units despite growing competition in core markets. And Wall Street futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Do you want to be just a plain New Testament Christian and not a member of any denomination? Do you want to follow the Bible, only the Bible, and all of the Bible? Do you want to have Bible authority for everything you do in work and worship without having to rely on the opinions and ever-changing thoughts of man? Jeremiah 10 verse 23 tells us that it's not in man to direct his own steps. At the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, we strive to follow God's truth, not going to the left or the right. John 8 verse 32. Romans 16 verse 16 reads, "The churches of Christ salute you. Give us a chance to greet you by visiting us sometime. Our service times and directions are easily found on our website, bcschurchofchrist.com. This Bible Minute is a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Again, please visit our website at bcschurchofchrist.com, or please come visit our worship services. Have a great day."
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 826. Kind of an interesting story here. A woman with dementia who went missing in Florida was found by a police dog in a matter of minutes thanks to a scent preservation kit. In a Facebook post, police and the woman stored the scent 2.5 years ago. Scent preservation kits involve rubbing a pad on a person's underarm and then sealing it in a sterile jar so police dogs have a reliable scent to smell before looking for the missing person.
Interesting.
Guess we're not going with old clothes anymore.
Well, no, manufacturers say that they work better and more quickly than articles of clothing because they're not contaminated by other people's smells. Man, now that
makes sense.
It really does.
Yeah. But people with Alzheimer's or other people who get lost easily?
My thought is, I don't know how long she's had suffered from dementia, but
right.
If you end up having, you know, if
taking
you have
taking caution and
sure.
I wonder if they would do that at the prison level.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they can catch prisoners who escape?
Yeah, that's it. Well, this may be where it's going then. They're called scent preservation kits, and that would certainly make sense if you're going to have somebody who's going to be moving into an assisted living or some situation that you need to be responsible for their well-being and you're not around them all the time, having something like that. I mean,
or again, maybe Susie just gets lost really easily.
Could be that too. Any of those things. So that's kind of a low-tech way to
maybe that friend you always lose out at the bars.
Yeah, Northgate. You just find a dog on Northgate.
Go up to the bike cop. Maybe he has a dog with him. This is my friend's scent preservation kit. We lost him about an hour ago.
He's going to pull it out of
couldn't
a glass
find
jar.
Him. Couldn't find him over at Chimmy's.
We were doing a nice story, and y'all took it to Northgate.
I will say light up shoes work very well, okay. Just in case you want to get some light up shoes for your friends.
All right. For years now, Microsoft's hardware products have waned in popularity. Their Nokia Windows-based smartphone was a colossal failure. There was the $900 million loss on the Surface. Even the famed Xbox has been overshadowed by Sony's PlayStation. But has Microsoft turned a corner? I'm Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. A New York Times article has drawn attention to Microsoft's quiet reinvention of a once-dying product, the desktop PC. While Apple has focused on mobile devices, a new hybrid Microsoft Surface Pro computer has suddenly become a moneymaker. It's a big-screen desktop with a unique vertical display that easily pivots into a kind of digital graphic artist table or an audio mixing console or anything you want it to be. These machines are big and spacious and pricey, so they're not for everyone. But for the first time in many years, Microsoft is back in the game with an exciting new product. All the tech news you need is updated 24/7 at news.komando.com. That's KOMANDO.
It's a time of year again. Yeah, you know, back to school. And if you have kids, I bet you've already printed out their school supply list. And how did it print? Are you running low on ink? Well, instead of buying another ink cartridge, add the Epson EcoTank 4550 wireless all-in-one printer to your school supply list. This awesome printer has a huge refillable ink tank, and that means cartridge-free printing. This printer comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 2 years, or get this, 8,500 pages without having to buy new ink. Think of how many school projects and supply lists you can print. We use the Epson EcoTank here at my show. Seriously, the ink tank is so huge that we haven't even had to refill it yet. Could you imagine that? You really need to check out the Epson EcoTank 4550. Learn more right now by going to Epson.com/EcoTank. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council said farewell to City Secretary Sherry Mashburn yesterday, who is retiring after 7 years in College Station and 24 years in city government. Mayor Carl Mooney spoke for the council.
Sherry, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that all the council members are going to miss you. We're going to miss the dedication that you had to this city.
After the council gave Mashburn a standing ovation, the governing body voted unanimously to promote Deputy City Secretary Tanya McNutt. McNutt, who has been deputy the last 10 years, came to College Station after serving as city secretary in Madisonville between 1999 and 2008. McNutt was one of three finalists from an applicant pool of more than 80 candidates. There is more general commercial property in College Station over the objection of neighboring homeowners and a split city council.
Last night's 4-3 vote applies to three of 14 acres at the northeast corner of Raintree and the freeway. Councilwoman Blanche Brick supported neighboring homeowners in Raintree who believe the hotel will be built next to them.
I just have a hard time believing there are not going to be any more professional offices that will be going in anywhere along the bypass.
Julie Schultz, who does not think a hotel will be built, says Raintree residents will be helped by a wall and buffer space.
I do not think this development will injure you.
Joining Schultz in approving the change were Barry Moore, James Benham, and Jerome Rectorick. That was one of six votes where the council approved land use changes. There was a unanimous vote to allow along Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Dartmouth and Crystal Park Plaza, a combination apartment complex and general commercial businesses. Unanimous approval also given for city-initiated general commercial rezoning at the lock and roll business at Harvey Road and the freeway, vacant land at the southwest corner of University and Boonville Road, and where single-family homes now stand along George Bush east of Texas. Comprehensive plan was also changed for general commercial on 100 acres across the freeway from the Nantucket subdivision. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Another step will be taken to draw more visitors to the north side of downtown Bryan. Four city council members heard a presentation this week from the Downtown Bryan Association. Greg Owens and Mike Sutherland were interested in turning city-owned property bordered by Main, Bryan, 20th, and Pruitt into public space.
It sounds like a great idea for downtown Bryan.
I think we need to give some direction. I think the Downtown Association ought to do it.
DBA Director Sandy Ferris said this is just as important as revitalization efforts almost 20 years ago.
Whether it comes from private funding or some other method, I don't know. That's not for me to answer necessarily. What we really want is a seat at the table to help guide the process.
Promoters compared what could happen in Bryan to parks and public spaces in Houston, Dallas, Seattle, and other urban areas around the country. A Wells Fargo Bank branch in College Station is closed until Monday. Area President David O'Neill says at the branch on Rock Prairie, a refrigerator in the break room caught fire after the bank closed on Wednesday. O'Neill says the break room will be totally refurbished and the rest of the building has to be cleaned up from smoke damage. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 78 degrees. Text us any time of the day with your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Using a programmable thermostat in your home allows you to customize settings to reflect your daily schedule. For example, you can set the thermostat to raise the temperature during the day while you're not at home and lower it in the evening when you return. This helps to reduce unnecessary heating and cooling costs.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
836, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
High pressure continues to sit down over the Gulf of Mexico, shows no signs of moving anytime soon. Sunshine, a few clouds, and a high around 100 today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80 for the weekend. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, maybe a late day shower or thunderstorm, 95 to 100. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine for Sunday, highs are going to be closer to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Let's head over to Austin, and District 12 State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good, Scott. Good morning to you. We're doing fine over here. A little warm.
It is. You know, it's warm here. Good that, well, I don't know. You know, if they cut the air conditioning off, maybe y'all would work faster. What do you think?
I think the House would keep pace with the Senate really quickly. We might all be done tomorrow. Hey, before we get started, can I just say, Marcy and I'd like to extend our prayers and thoughts to the Ogden family.
Absolutely. Emil Ogden passing away earlier this week. And, you know, I would send people to the Bryan Eagle. They did a great feature story on this gentleman. He helped the community in a lot of ways.
What a fascinating man.
He really, really
fascinating
was.
Man.
Well, thank you for that. So you're right. Their pace is a little bit different in the House than it is in the Senate. But tell me what kind of committee work you've been having to take care of this week in the special session.
You know, we had a lot of committee hearings this week, but specifically for me, Wednesday was a busy day. We started off early with environmental rec, looking at some of the environmental issues that we didn't get taken care of, mainly looking at a LIHRAP program, which helps folks in urban areas make sure their cars are registerable and drivable, that have the age that don't meet all the certain criteria. But it sounds like that program's on the way out, and most of the cities want out of it. But I don't think that will affect us because we're in attainment in Bryan College Station, and I guess Waco for that matter as well. But moving on to natural resources, we met as soon as session ended, and we tackled a number of bills. I think we heard 8 bills, and I think out of those 8, 6 of them were vetoed by the governor with the Lyle Larson author, our chairman of natural resources. But those were all big water bills having to do with regulations and permitting it, not only desal, and more importantly, you know, one of my favorites, the ASR, aquifer storage and recovery. And that's something that is going to guarantee Texas water. I mean, we couldn't even get the Guam is redone, understand how much groundwater we did, how much flows in our river, so that we know how much water we can capture with an ASR project in our river basins, which will be huge not only for the state, but Central Texas in that Highway 6 corridor on the Brazos River. If you have ASR projects all up and down the Brazos, look what that will do to the Carrizo-Wilcox Aquifer and guarantee we have water, economic development, and not only help A&M and Baylor and all other little cities along the way to ensure our growth.
Kind of means, I guess, can we be non-technical and say this is kind of like a savings account of water that you put it over here because you need to capture it now to be able to have it in the future?
It's a great savings account that doesn't lend itself to evaporation. You know, reservoirs, our forefathers after the big drought in the 50s were amazing and built all the reservoirs, and that got us to today. And today is the time, especially we know another drought's around the corner. Let's learn and figure out scientifically. We have been proven out west, everybody's doing ASR projects. Let's implement this. Let's save some water, ensure that the Texas economy grows and we can make sure our people have water. It's kind of important, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we do need it, that's for sure. Kyle Cassell is joining us from Austin today. Now, I know that a couple of weeks ago we had joked sunset and sine die. We know that's not going to happen, but it's still a whole bunch of items that have to be taken care of in the governor's call list. What are you hearing from, for instance, your city and county, city councils and county commissioners and county judges when it comes to the property tax situation?
Well, we're still engaged with all five of the counties I represent, and they are not excited about a rollback by any means. You know, and it goes back to why are we not discussing public education funding? I think that has a bigger implication on the property taxes. That's where the problem arises. So we'll see. I think I mentioned to you earlier in the show, we've got a calendars meeting on Sunday, which we're going to start setting the public education funding mechanism. So we're going to look at HB 21 one more time and see if the Senate is going to get on top of that. We've got to do something in that area that will give us that true property tax relief.
I don't remember exactly who it was who floated it out, but the idea of touching the rainy day fund to be able to fund teacher bonuses as a member of the body, how do you feel about that?
You know, we've got to do something for the teachers. Whether the rainy day fund is the right way to go, you surely can't do it as an unfunded mandate. You know, most of my superintendents have been in the build. I think Monday and Tuesday there was a rally on not only ACOTAR, but these, you know, teacher pay raises sound great, and that's a great tagline for the governor and lieutenant governor, but how are we going to pay for it? You can't force these counties that are working with less money, you know, especially the Chapter 41 schools that are sending so much money back. Where are they going to come up with $1,000 for each teacher in their system?
Well, yeah, and once again, you're the voice of a lot of small school districts that are replicated across the state of Texas. Well, I know it's going to be a busy weekend then for you since you got calendars on Sunday, so we'll hope that the needle moves a little bit next week and we'll have more to be able to chat about on Friday.
Well, we will do our best. I think we'll fund the sunset bill today, which will get us to the next level where we can start passing a few more items and start moving a little quicker. I want people to realize the Senate is able to work fast because they have a different set of rules. We must follow ours, and we have 48-hour layouts, so that's why it takes us a little longer to get our business done.
State Rep. Kyle Cassell joins us while the special session is in session. Look forward to talking to you next week.
I do, too. Have a great weekend, Scott.
All right, thank you, Kyle. Bye. It's 8:43. Let's turn our attention to City College Station. Jay Sokol's here. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. You brought a guest with you, did you?
I sure did. Okay. I brought Patrick McIntyre, who is our key accounts representative for College Station Utilities.
There you go. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks to have me again.
Tell me about what does a key account mean so people understand that?
Key accounts is we have large commercial customers, hospitals, school district, grocery stores, car dealerships, and all those folks. I'm the key account rep, also energy coordinator. And what I do is I'm a one-stop shop for them. They don't have to go to the website. They don't have to call the 800 number. They have my card with a cell phone on it, and so I'm available to them for any kind of city stuff.
The lights go down at the hospital, they're going to call you, right?
That's right, exactly. It doesn't matter when it is. Yeah.
Well, now, of course, capacity has to be spread out as needed, but you, by key accounts, those are also people who maybe end up being in a primary situation if you do have a major outage. They need to get their power back on and up.
Absolutely, and those kind of folks are usually spread out on our feeders so we can diversify our load. And so any number of feeders are going to have some residential and commercial on it.
So right now you've got some opportunities for people who, as we get more efficient with air conditioning and such, you've got some opportunities that the city makes available.
Right now, the way the weather is, it's all about air conditioning. We want to remind our customers that there's an AC rebate in the event that you find yourself having to replace your AC. It starts out, it's the intent is to replace it with a higher efficiency model. The rebate starts out at $500 for a 15 SEER, 16 SEER 600, 17 SEER 700, 18 above is $800. It's the form is on the website, cstx.gov/energy. And in conjunction with that, we started the connected thermostat rebate in January. And so if you're having your AC replaced and they're replacing the thermostat with a Wi-Fi programmable, then there's an extra $30 of connected thermostat rebate available as well.
Okay, and that's and it's interesting because your counterparts and Brian are running commercials right now talking about those thermostats and take advantage of them if you possibly can. And again, that has to do with your lifestyle, but being able to time that thing, raise it and lower it as your lifestyle designates would is helpful sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah, the more control you can have, the more energy you can save.
I guess one of the most, I was talking to a friend the other day who's struggling with whether or not to go to a more energy efficient air conditioning unit, and we were discussing that, and I thought about you guys because you probably can help people calculate what that expense is and how long it takes for you to be able to really see the savings if you go to a more efficient air conditioning unit.
The AC installer can, and if it's confusing after that, sure, we can help them out with that. But the AC installers that we work with are really, really good folks, and they're good about almost everybody that's in Bryan College Station has participated in a rebate as a company and installer, so they're pretty good about outlaying the energy savings versus upfront costs.
Sure. So. This is kind of in your wheelhouse, but not necessarily. College Station continues to grow. You've got certain areas where College Station does provide the electricity. What are the big challenges that utility department faces right now as College Station continues to grow to the south?
Growing to the south is, we're doing infill out around Tower Point. All that development is infill. Now, some of the development past that is going to be in another service territory.
Sure.
One of our big challenges is the, as we all know, is the Northgate area because of the density and everything's got to be underground. So that's a, you got to be careful where you're going. You got to make sure you got all your locates in. And then, when you're energizing folks, a new project with everybody else around you that's already existing, then that's a little bit of a delicate situation.
You know, 20 years ago, I'm sure you talked to people who are in utilities at College Station and go, well, we don't have to worry about that yet.
Yeah. Right.
Now you do, right?
Yeah, it's here.
If they want some more information about what you guys do, where are you on the website?
We're at cstx.gov/energy. My email address is a little button on there, and so is Brian Henry. Mm. And give us a call about anything. It doesn't have to be about electricity. But I would like to say one other thing. We're in the last throes of the LED project. Mm-hmm. We're down to the last 100 lights, so we're going to knock on wood, and that's been a really good project, and everything's gone really well.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Well, I know you guys have mentioned it a few times this morning, but additionally, congratulations to City Secretary Sherry Mashburn, who is retiring from College Station. She's been with us since 2010.
Does she have a publisher for the tell-all book? Do you know?
I think she's going to self-publish.
Okay.
Because that's how she rolls.
Okay.
And congratulations to Tanya McNutt, who has been our Deputy City Secretary. She was appointed officially last night by the council. She'll be the next City Secretary, and she takes over on Monday. One of the things that the City Secretary does is oversee our elections, which reminds me that candidate filing is still underway. Through August 24th, I believe, places 1, 3, and 5 are up for election in November. You can find out more at cstx.gov/elections.
All righty. Thanks for the time this morning. We visit the city of College Station on Fridays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Sovac City's been voted the Reader's Choice for sewing machines and vacuums again in the Brazos Valley. Thank you to all of you who voted for us. To show you our appreciation for the month of July, we're giving anyone that mentions they heard this ad on the radio a $20 discount on any full service on your sewing machine or vacuum. That is correct. Just mention you heard this ad and boom, $20 off. Easy as that. Stop by today and let us make your machines run the way they did when they were new. Sovac City on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Good morning, 10 minutes till, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, Chipotle restaurants reportedly testing a drive-through concept at their restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Food and Wine magazine reports the vehicular pickup window. Really? It'll be tested at an unnamed location in Ohio. Just go by and look for a Chipotle where they're knocking a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you'll know that's it.
Now, did you happen to see the Chipotle up in the DFW area? In which rats were falling from the ceiling.
You know, yeah, we didn't, you know,
But they're bringing back queso, not back, but okay. They're going to have queso, so it makes
they're
it all better.
Queso bag.
Because, you know, I got to say that that's probably not the only food establishment that has rats that are running around up there.
No.
But, so I feel sorry. Well, I know, but I feel sorry for Chipotle that had to happen to them. But then to speak to the queso thing.
Yeah.
Okay, they're testing queso in New York City. Now, what would they even know about New York City?
Nothing. Nothing about queso.
All right. So this brings up, again, a point, since you folks are a little younger than me. I'm used to eating queso, you know, either at home or at a restaurant.
Okay.
All right. So does it, when you are eating queso out of a styro cup in your truck, does that diminish its ability to be queso?
Right.
See, I mean, drive-through queso, if you put these two things together, the drive-through concept and then the queso concept. I will say,
I use Fuego's drive-through all the time to get their queso, and then I bring it home.
Okay, see, it's not like French fries in the McDonald's bag, right?
Correct.
You're not going to just dip your finger
it's
in.
It's not like, I'm on the road. I need something portable. It's I'm too lazy to get out of my car and go inside the restaurant. So I'm going to go through the drive-through window and bring it home.
Yeah. And then I'll eat it at home because it's messy in the car.
Sure.
And it's dangerous. Don't eat queso in the car. And you just got to worry about that film getting on top when it starts cooling down.
Well, that's
you can always put it back in the microwave.
That's right. But you can't put it in the styrofoam container, so you got to take a spoon.
No, Fuego has a plastic one.
And and scoop it out and microwave it.
Yeah, but you're right. Fuego does have a
queso is so good.
Cafe XL's is not bad.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They would do a white one. Okay. We've done enough of that.
White queso is the way to go.
Yeah, I think so. We have not. We've been remiss. We only have 7 minutes left in the show, and we have not done a space fact today.
Oh.
I know.
Thought we were going to get away with
one.
No, we're not.
I want to let you know that because...
Oh, Zach, I hate space, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, I know. It's the final frontier.
Right. Now, Zach, we're going to have a solar eclipse coming up. Do you know that?
I heard about that,
okay,
yes.
That's good. Well, see, if it bleeds over to 1150...
August 21st.
It must be a big deal. See, and now... Chelsea has already memorized the date.
Yep. Because that's how much time I have to make my viewing contraption.
Your shoebox.
My shoebox.
Yeah,
contraption.
I heard about that too. Yeah, the shoebox.
Only 4% of the U.S. American population has to travel to the path of totality to double the population there. What does that mean?
What?
I don't even know what that means.
Is that I did hear on the radio earlier today that they're expecting 1 million people to go to Oregon where you're first going to be able to see it in the United States.
Okay, so that
1 million people.
So you can be the first to
see it. I guess. They have like state troopers and other police officers getting law enforcement getting prepared for this event because that many people care, apparently. I don't know.
And
I don't know.
Well, and that, you know, but that's the deal is then, is it a bummer for you because you're not the first one to do it and somebody else has, and they're going to take pictures of it somehow, some way. Oh, and we do, and again, I just don't want to go into it today. They gave us guidelines as to what kind of viewing glasses you should safely you should wear to safely.
I'm just going to stare
that.
Right at the sun. I'm a rebel.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends July 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500. Or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
News Talk 1620 WTOW, just about 4 minutes till. Is Mr. Downs here? Do we know? Have we
area man been down?
Yeah, I didn't know.
I haven't seen him.
All right.
He normally doesn't make his way all the way down this part.
No, until later on.
Yeah. He's got to talk to the engineers about something.
Well, that's right. We have a hiccup.
I texted Dusty.
Oh, did you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Did we hear back from him?
No.
Okay.
Dusty likes really to ghost respond. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He just he figures whatever it is, it'll be fine until I get there. We'll call his office and see.
Hello there.
Oh, it's Ben Downs.
Hello there.
There he is. It's, okay.
Your call is important to us.
Nah,
he's the boss.
Yeah.
He's the man.
Yeah.
He's.
But not nearly as important as you might think it is to us.
It's true.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
So William Shatner has a big future maybe in stunt work.
At his age, he doesn't have a big future in breathing.
Yeah. TMZ reports he was behind the reins during a horse and buggy competition when the animal got spooked and sent the cart flying. Luckily, the Star Trek legend. I wonder if he held onto his toupee with one hand and the reins with the other.
No, Shatner would have held on with the toupee with both hands.
Yeah, that's probably right. But he apparently came out of it okay. Apparently he's okay.
Good.
Yeah, I just...
I'd hate for us to lose a national treasure like William Shatner.
Well, he's Canadian. He's not even ours. We're just borrowing him. That's
gosh,
all.
Gosh, that's okay. Right.
But
right,
so, who will you get to do the Priceline commercials?
That's right, without him. So.
Do they still do those?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
no,
he's not in it anymore.
No.
Kaylee Cuoco still is, but...
She kind of took over.
Yep. Took over for dad, I think, because she kind of played his daughter.
Right.
Do they... But, I mean... When was the last time you saw a Priceline commercial?
Yesterday.
I saw one not long ago. This week. I've seen one this week, yeah.
Hmm.
So are you going to see the Emoji movie this weekend?
You know, maybe not.
No, okay.
We're confused what to do this weekend at the movie theater. Let me take a quick look here and see what we got, because we've got
Dunkirk.
You know, one of everything.
He's seen Dunkirk already.
Oh,
so he's
was that pretty good?
We got Emoji.
Yeah.
We got Atomic Blonde.
Yeah.
We got Dunkirk. I've seen that. We've got Girls Trip, and that was so funny.
Was it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We've seen Spider-Man. Don't bother. We've seen War for Planet, and that's really, really
so
good.
Many
Big
movies.
Sick. We're supposed to see Big Sick.
Okay.
That's supposed to be really good.
Oh, it's supposed to be good. Yeah, about a couple, like interracial couple, and then meet the family or something.
The Has comedy of cancer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, the comedy of cancer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And, comedy about cancer. Okay. Great.
And I saw Baby Driver.
Yeah.
And that was clever.
Okay. Was a good movie.
And then here's the thing. I mean, it's sitting out there just looking at me, taunting me, and that's Valerian. Because everybody hates it.
Yeah.
It's going to bankrupt the company that made it. But it looks so pretty.
Okay.
You know?
Well, sure.
That's fine. It sounds like that's fine. You can go watch that.
And so I don't know, man. Right. And of course there's Wonder Woman. We've all seen that.
Yeah, go with Emoji.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I heard it's politically charged.
Yeah.
What's It probably good. Is. I'm sure I'll match right up with them.
There you are. All right, well, we're going to do the top 10 tours out there for music acts through the mid-2017 time. So have yourself a nice weekend. Watch
good luck and Godspeed.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. All right, here we go. All right, so this is the top world tours through mid-2017.
Okay.
So just this far. Bruce Springsteen in at number 18 with $38 million.
Still got it.
He
still
does.
Got it.
Ed Sheeran, $57 million is number eight. Number seven is Adele. Number six is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Huh. Now the big money.
Okay.
Metallica, $88 million so far this year. The Biebs.
The Biebs.
Did he cancel? Yeah.
He did. He canceled the rest of his tour. 93.
Because he's already got $93 million.
Then YouTube at $118 million.
YouTube has a tour?
Really?
Yeah.
And number one, I mean, I don't get it. I've never liked their music, but Guns N' Roses.
Really?
$151 million? Dollars?
How is that merchandise, too, you wonder?
I get
yeah.
that.
People think they're on their way out.
Well, do we
get
hear
a T-shirt
I
now?
Don't hear any publicity of them even
I
touring.
Had no idea.
How is Garth not on there?
Garth is at number 12 at 48. Okay. All right, thanks. WDW Conversation.